T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Education in the U.S. is wanting. It's not wanting due to class size or the amount of money spent on classroom materials. It's not wanting due to what is infamously called systemic racism. Education in the U.S. is wanting due to a lack of focusing on the basics, reading, writing, math, and history. Students are now being taught that we are a country that was founded on systemic racism, something that was actually built into the fabric of our republic. Even though the U.S. overcame slavery, we went through a period of legalized discrimination known as Jim Crow laws. The U.S. initiated affirmative action that sought to tip the scales in favor of minorities to make up for past discrimination. The U.S. has never had a bigger black middle class or a more overtly successful black upper class. Yet students are taught the U.S. is still racist. Millennials and Gen Zers are becoming increasingly comfortable with socialism. That is, according to an annual poll by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation that assesses Americans' attitudes towards socialism. They attribute this trend to a failure of American educational institutions, definitional misunderstandings, and a double standard in general media and on social media. The Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, known as VOC, says they have never seen before such positive opinions of socialism and Marxism in the United States as they're seeing today. Students aren't being taught the evils of Venezuela, the Cuban Communist Party, and the People's Republic of Communist China. More young Americans are unaware that communist parties in power have killed some 100 million people over the last century. Many are unaware that the Chinese Communist Party is responsible for more deaths than Nazi Germany. And speaking of Nazi Germany, a recent survey found a lack of basic Holocaust knowledge among adults under 40. Over 1 in 10 millennials and Gen Zers do not recall ever having heard the word Holocaust before. 63% of those surveyed did not know that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust, and over half of those thought the death toll was fewer than 2 million. There were 40,000 concentration camps and ghettos during World War II, but nearly half of the U.S. respondents could not name a single one. For those who first learned about the Holocaust in school, education may be incomplete. While the Holocaust was a phenomenon during World War II, 22% of respondents thought it was associated with World War I. 10% weren't sure, 5% said the Civil War, and 3% said the Vietnam War. 7% weren't even sure the Holocaust happened at all, and 3% denied it ever happened. Nationally, 11% of respondents believed Jews caused the Holocaust. Respondents in New York, Indiana, and California were most likely to believe the Holocaust is a myth or has been exaggerated. Now, once again, double standards in general media and social media have contributed to a lot of this ignorance. Facebook's community standards prohibits hate speech, but don't consider Holocaust denial part of that category. Laws will not correct these problems. What will correct these problems is a dedication between community leaders, religious leaders, and those in charge of education to rededicate our efforts to have education in the U.S. focus on the basics, reading, writing, math, and history. And the history we've got to teach our children is the premise that this country was founded for the good. We've screwed up at times, but then we corrected ourselves. We've got to teach the truth about oppressive regimes and what the Holocaust was really all about. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.